What up, listener? We wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this Blue Wire podcast. Be sure to show your support to this pod by subscribing and dropping a 5-star review on iTunes, a follow on Spotify, or the appropriate dApp for any other platform you might be listening on. And if you're enjoying this show, chances are you'll like one of our 75 other sports podcasts. Find more shows you'll love at BlueWirePods.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Welcome to a sad, mobile, shitty, confusing, devastating episode of the Airbuds podcast. I'm Peter Moses.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jamel.
Jamel's barely audible. He doesn't have a voice.
My voice is gone. I'm sorry.
I'm Mike Benner. This is a weird and complicated day, huh, guys?
It's sad as hell, Mike. We all have different relationships and feelings about Kobe Bryant, the basketball player and the person, but that doesn't mean that today can't just be really fucking sad.
Yeah. Today is equivalent to losing Prince or Michael Jackson or David Bowie. It is a day where we just have to admit that one of the greats is gone. And it feels weird. I think, Peter, you pointed out that only three NBA winners
yesterday
have died in the past.
Yesterday it was
like,
two.
Like, that's wild.
And I mean, Kobe's basically our generation.
Yesterday it was two, and today it's three.
And the fact that he's fucking gone, and Michael is still here, and Bill fucking Russell is still here, like, it feels like we have another 30 to 40 years of Kobe Bryant that just was taken away from all of us. And, you know, basketball Twitter and basketball fandom, we get hyperbolic all the fucking time. Like, all we do is talk about how Russ is trash, or James Harden is trash, or this player is this, or I don't like how this person says that. But, like, honestly, the world is a dark and terrible place, and we all have basketball to turn to, and this just, this hurts. From a basketball, I don't know, fan, this just hurts. It's sad. It's just sad if you love basketball, not to mention the fact that children died. It's just, sad day, man.
Yeah, Kobe's daughter Gianna passed in the accident, and it's fucking tragic because we were just kind of getting to see her as a part of, like, basketball Twitter, see how talented she was. And, like, I feel like, you know, the people that care about women's basketball were like, oh shit, she's going to be a game changer. She's going to be a problem. And now we don't get to see her grow up.
I mean, we've all, I've lived in LA for, you know? I think, feel like we've lived in LA about the same time. Jamel's been here for like 4 or 5 years. There's 3 or 4 years at this point, but LA is full of like real fucking salt of the earth people. And everyone just thinks of LA as Hollywood and acting and fandom and, you know, the Comedy Store and the Improv and just like kind of the top. But like the fucking gaffers and the lighters and the fucking sound people all live here too. And like, there's just real salt of the earth people here. And this city loves the Lakers more than most cities love their basketball teams. And Kobe was a god. Like, plenty of people on this podcast, like, actually fucking worship him, and he can be complicated and problematic in his legacy, but that doesn't also negate the fact that he was a father and a husband and meant so much to so many people. It's just sad, man. This sucks. This is not the podcast we should be having today.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna have a weirder thing planned, but we had to kind of cancel it because of the news. We were with some other past guests today for brunch and drinks because we just were like, we need to kind of drink through this, I think. I think we were all sadder than we expected to be.
The timing is also just unbelievably
weird
awful. Like, it wasn't even 12 hours since like LeBron passed him on the all-time point list.
Right.
And like everyone wanted Kobe and LeBron not to get along. They wanted him to be being a Laker to be something that Kobe would hate and that LeBron would fight against. And like, much to everyone's chagrin, it just fucking wasn't. Like, they just respected each other and liked each other. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to fucking happen at this game on Tuesday, but there's going to be a lot of emotion. And I think that, you know, the cool thing about people who love the NBA is that we all have something together, and it's okay to be emotional, and it's okay to be really fucking sad about this, man. This fucking sucks. This is so sad for so many reasons. Like, selfish reasons for, like, all of us as fans, and also just, like, human reasons for, like, a father who's not going to be there for his wife and kids. Awful. Awful.
It's absolutely awful. And, yeah, it's been a little gut-wrenching to, like... Like, when I was in the car on the way to meet you guys in the group, I just, like, I was at a red light, and I opened up Twitter and saw Shaq tweeting about Kobe, and just, it fucking broke me down. Like, I just, I started bawling in the car. Like, I had so many thoughts and emotions, and clearly they had a complicated relationship, and they're both complicated people. And the fact that, like, they got to publicly, like, come to terms with each other in that interview, like, a couple years back, like, I was just like, I was happy about that, but also, like, crying because I, like, he called, like, Kobe's daughter his niece. And yeah, it's just,
I think if there's one thing that I'm taking away from today, it's that the people who listen to this podcast or listen to other NBA comedy podcasts or just do NBA comedy podcasts or just love fucking basketball, like, it brings us together because we love something that is, we think, beautiful and, you know, important in a world that doesn't feel like it has much things that are beautiful and important, maybe as much as it should. And, you know, I think we should all be grateful for, I think we should be grateful for the NBA and be grateful for what we love and be grateful for the time that we got to see this dude. I almost feel like we, you know, as someone who fucking hated Kobe as a player, I feel like I'm shocked as much as I, how sad and much I'm going to miss him from someone who saw him as only a heel, you know, like, He was the bad guy, and he was the best bad guy there's ever going to be, man. He was more driven and more hardworking and passionate, and also then to see him retire and take that into becoming a creator and an entertainer and a father in such a public and beautiful way is, you know, something that we can all learn from and carry with us. Sad.
You know what? Like, he was the bad guy, but he embraced that. Like, he knew everybody in America hated him.
Yeah.
He knew it. And it's like, it made him one of the best ever.
Yeah, plenty of people. I mean, LeBron could only handle that shit for a couple years in Miami, and Kobe was riding with that shit for a decade and a half.
Yeah, two decades.
Sad, man.
Well, I mean, I just want to, as complicated as he may be, I want to go out thinking about two specific moments that I think make me feel more positively about Kobe. And I want to point out the memory I have of watching his final game as an NBA player for the Lakers, in which he scored 60 points. I was at Rustic Inn, a bar that I'm sure we are all familiar with and a lot of our listeners might be familiar with. I was watching that game with some real diehard Lakers fans and feeling the electricity and just the, like, he went out on a high note. And it's a moment I'll never forget of just, like, feeling, like, at one with an entire bar full of, like, 100 people just loving what Kobe was doing for L.A. And then I want to remember a moment more recently. It kind of went viral on social media, but it's Kobe when he was on, he was at courtside with his daughter, who passed away, and someone just caught video of them talking, and it's clear that Kobe is, like, instructing her and telling her about the game and making her laugh, and she was just clearly enjoying her time with her father, and it felt like just a really beautiful moment of, like, seeing the next phase of Kobe's life and mentoring a younger person and mentoring a young woman. And it was a beautiful moment, I think. And I want to just remember Kobe for those.
The 81 point commercial with Jalen Rose. Really funny.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Airbuds, if you're listening to this, we're happy to be, you know, a part of your life. We
happy
love
basketball,
NBA,
everybody.
And,
we love you.
You know, we're just happy to be here, and we will all try to celebrate this complicated person, this, and whatever that means to you. Like, you know, we're just going to keep trying to enjoy the NBA and make each other laugh, and, you know, we'll... you just try to pick up the pieces. So, yeah.
Basketball.